information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the farming editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Now, that's the voice of my friend Don Rue. He and I worked together at WAQE Radio in Rice Lake back in 1986, 87, somewhere in that area. Thrilled to still keep in touch with him. And whenever I can get him on, we're going to share the car wash story from Rice Lake and how we learned the hard way not to upset local advertisers on a small town radio station. But you're going to like it. Luke, I asked you before about George Jetson, and you know, again, because I can't do enough to make myself feel older, I have to tell you that one of our Wisconsin feature stories at upnorthnewswi.com is about some of the best waterfalls in Wisconsin that you can find around the state. And
I saw that one. I did see that one. I know where we're going here.
I played with the headline a bit. The headline is yes, do go chasing waterfalls. And then in the lead, I said, or in the subhead, something about, you know, these aren't the rivers and lakes that you're used to. And it came back from my very young copy editor with, well, you ended that sentence with a preposition, you know, the rivers and lakes that you're used to. And so I fixed that and something else. And it immediately became clear to me, she did not get the reference at all about chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, that's not one that would have went over my head. I'm not that young. So,
I mean, that's classic rock now. That's
I do always cringe a little bit because I grew up listening to the oldie station with my dad. Like, that is my dad and I always play, like, when we're driving in the car together, it's always the first person to name. And it's a little bit harder now because you got all these song IDs on the dashboard and stuff, so it's not as fun. But we were just up in the UP not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And we listen to the classic rock station up there, and it's always name the artist, name the song, and then we'll go down even name the year, name the album, who's on drums, who's on guitar. And so my dad and I have a lot of fun with music trivia. And when I'm listening to a classic rock station and Green Day comes on or something like that, it just it throws me off because I love Green Day. I don't have a problem with Green Day. But in some people's mind, that's categorized now as classic rock, just like TLC, you're saying. And that's, to me, is just, that is a little cringeworthy.
Luke Mathers, old man, already becoming an old man. It was a fun game of ours when I anchored the news at Channel 13 in Eau Claire for many years. And for a time, our sports anchor, Chris Earle, who went on to become a long-running news anchor in Iowa and now in Florida. But Chris and I would do this back and forth, but we would just do it by when it charted. So I would throw out a song title. I had the Billboard magazine book of top 40 hits, and I would just throw a song out. And he was just uncanny to be able to say, you know, August 1982. And sure enough, I would look, and that's when a particular song had charted. We didn't get to the point of learning drummers. That's a deep cut right there.
I played the drums all growing up, so usually the one my dad would like to test me on then. But he goes down it. He is like a music catalog. I don't know if he could necessarily pinpoint the month and year that it charted, but he could tell you a whole backstory on every, like, the band that the members were in previously, or who they went on to form, and everything like that. So it's always, I get a good kick out of listening to the radio with my dad.
Well, let's take this right to the show level then, because I picked for the show's theme the intro and the outro of Crossfire by Stevie Ray Vaughan, not only because it's a killer song that has a good open and a good close, but does have a good message. And again, you're going to know my political leanings, but by and large, you know, a lot of us feel like we're in the crossfire, especially with as much misinformation going around as there is. But back to the song itself, Luke. Who was that drummer for Stevie Ray Vaughan? You can make up something. I don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer either. I see.
So we've got to figure out who does that signature drum lick.
Yeah, the little drum lick at the beginning. It's one of the harder things with bands that they go by the name, like the frontman. Like I couldn't tell you who the Heartbreakers drummer was at any given time or anything like that, because you got the main Tom Petty, and so you know Tom Petty is Tom Petty. But same, I guess, with Stevie Ray Vaughan. I don't know who's on his kit. So
I think that we've stumbled upon our first listener trivia question. I was going to Google it, but I'm just going to wait for somebody else to tell me. I don't have any more of these Up North News coffee mugs. I got to get some of these because there's no reason we can't have some swag to give to people for, you know, their trivia knowledge, whether it's of music or Wisconsin history or whatever we're going to hit them up with. But, you know, that would work for me is to give it a little trivia twist.
Especially yeah, that's, if we can a, help people feel way. Old. I love trivia. That's one of my favorite things to do is trivia. So it's been an interesting couple of years for that, though, because bar trivia, it's starting to come back now, but like it was one of the things that I had a hard time finding again once places started opening back up. But me and my friends, we still occasionally go, and I'm always a sucker for trivia, whether it's Trivial Pursuit or bar trivia, anything like that. You're asking, I'm playing.
Brewers lose to the Red Sox 7-2, but they still take 2 out of 3. Day off before they head to Pittsburgh. The trade deadline is tomorrow. So I'm wondering, Luke, people are kind of split. Are the Brewers buyers or sellers or standing pat and saying we're about to get some people back? And should I be worried about yesterday's loss? I mean, they were really spiraling before the All-Star break. Now they've been on fire since the All-Star break, at least until yesterday.
Well, 7-2 run since they came back from that break. So I'm not too worried. I doubt to see them as I have a hard time believing that when you're in the lead of your division, that you're the selling team. Like you're going to, I have a feeling the Brewers are probably going to acquire somebody. I have a feeling it's going to be on the mounds. I don't know if we're going to look for a mid reliever or, I mean, Hader was part of that big slump right before the All-Star break, but it'll be interesting to see. I have a feeling they're going to make a splash before the trade deadline, but I don't think it's going to be a huge name like some of the market is trading right now.
Hader was in such a slump, and yet, you know, as a you know father and a grandfather now, I totally knew, you know, of course it coincided with, you know, the new baby arriving, and you never blame family. You just don't, but you saw the two and you felt for him because, you know, I mean, even if he has 24/7 nannies, and I'm sure he does family time, and it, you know, it does take a toll. And I don't remember his child's name, but yeah, you know, I'm sure that it's going to come up once or twice, you know, when that child gets older. You know, you were responsible for quite a slump, you know, back in the day.
Not even just a slump. I think it might have been the end of a huge streak for Hader, but that's
it was the end of a streak, and it was not a slump. It was a flat out crash and burn. I mean, it was, and we all have that. We've all been there. You know, not at the major league level, but you know, you gotta. You got to pick yourself up and come on back. You know, no matter how bad things were, you got to try again tomorrow. That's my motto for this show. As we're signing off, we'll try not to crash and burn too terribly tomorrow either, and bring you back here for Up North News, the new daily radio show, weekdays from 8 to 11 online and on the radio. Thanks so much, Luke. Hope you have a great day too.
Thanks. You as well, Pat. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Catchy sign off some other time. Instead, listen to the end of the song, and we'll see you tomorrow.